always know it, God, I'm sorry. But yeah, cap Miami, yeah, yo, cap Miami, yeah. Fighting battles that I couldn't even see. Cause when I didn't care about you, not even at all. Oh, you were up there dying for me on a wooden cross. Whoa, I couldn't say thank you enough. I couldn't say thank you enough. Oh, you went to hell and back. You had to leave your throne. You had to be rejected so I wouldn't be alone. You had to leave your house so you could be my home. But yeah, it was all for me. Ooh, all for me. Everything you did, it was all for me. Everything you shared, it was all for me.
Is radio station KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. Gospel radio serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Good morning, this is Connie Johnson, author of the new release and projected bestseller, Soldier Girl. I would like to welcome you to the Good Shepherd broadcast with Pastor Clinton Turner and First Lady Glenda Turner, New Birth Missionary Baptist Church, 1110 South 10th Street, Leesville, Louisiana, 71446. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast or previous broadcast, you may contact Dr. Derek N. or Connie Johnson at 337-424-1286 or 337-424-2286. Please join us for our broadcast, already in progress.
Move in this house, dear Master.
Please, Jesus.
Heal in this house, dear Master.
In the name of Jesus.
Save in this house, dear Master. Deliver in this house, dear Master.
Yes, Lord.
Abide in this house, dear Master.
Please,
God, hide me in the shadow of Calvary.
Oh, yes.
Word my mind, word my heart.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, let me speak with conviction.
Yes, Lord.
And without compromise.
In the name of Jesus.
We ask it all in the name of Jesus our Christ.
Yes, Son, name.
Amen.
Amen.
Truly, we thank God this morning. Yes. Amen.
Yeah.
We bless our leader and his family in their absence. Thank God for my wife and my children and my grandchildren. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for each and every one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Truly, truly, we ought to be excited.
Amen.
To be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
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 I want to draw your attention to a known psalm this morning, just for a few moments. In God's song book, the book of Psalms.
Yeah.
And we're going to lift up that 122nd number of Psalm.
Yeah.
And we're going to lift up a very known passage. Psalm 122 and verse number 1. When you find it, please say amen.
Amen.
Very, very known passage. Amen. I will be reading from the Amplified Version. I think all the versions read the same. Psalm 122 and verse number 1. I was glad when they said, to me. Let us go to the house of the Lord. That's all I want to lift up. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. My brothers and my sisters, when we come to church, we should come to have an encounter with God. When we come to church, we ought to come to commune with God. And I know, amen, this branch of Zion has been in existence for 8 years. And I know that we give all praises to the master. Amen. Don't you know that this church was in the mind of God long before 8 years ago?
Amen.
I believe that God has been the reason why we continue to gather in this place. Look around. 8 years. Some people have come and some people have gone.
Praise God.
But thanks be to God, his presence has never left this place.
Amen.
The Bible tells me over in 2 Corinthians 3 and 17, he says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. What Jesus did on Calvary gives us a right to be excited to be in the house of the Lord. If you're excited to be in the house of the Lord, why don't you give God a hand clap of praise?
Amen.
I want to impress upon your minds and hearts today, I want to give a declaration that I have as my subject today.
All right.
My declaration to you is that I love coming to church.
Amen. All right.
Wasn't nothing too theological about that, was it? Wasn't nothing too deep about that. I love coming to church.
Yes,
the author of this beautiful poem, it is generally a credit to the king we call David. Those who hold this view say that when David speaks of the house of the Lord, he is referring to the city of Jerusalem. Because Jerusalem was considered the holy city or the city of God.
Yes.
That would seem logical to me because at the time David didn't get the opportunity to build the temple. But I don't know who wrote this 122nd number of Psalm, but whoever wrote it, it was written by someone who experienced the joy and the pleasure of God's presence when they entered into the sanctuary.
All right.
I believe, Brother Charles, if nobody had written that psalm, I could have wrote it this morning.
Right now,
because when I pulled in the parking lot, y'all know I try to get here ahead of time and commune with God. I was just glad. I thought about who was going to be here. And, amen. I thought about the presence of God. I thought about what the choir would sing. And I just got excited. I thought about how God had blessed us these past 8 years and how God is going to continue to bless us for years to come.
Amen.
I would have wrote it. I'm just so overjoyed this morning. Y'all help me to be in the house of God. This is God's house. The place where we come to ask his blessings on our lives. And the place where we come to seek refuge from the satanic attacks of this world. This is the place we come to worship the one who holds the world in the palm of his hand. This is the place where we come to worship the one that woke you up this morning. This is the place that we come to worship the one that started you on your way this morning. This is the place where we come to worship the one that kept you all week. This is the place where we come to worship for the one watched over you all night. That's your son. This is the place where we come. You ought to be here. Tell somebody, I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be here. Amen. The first thing we need to know about coming to church is that it's a personal journey. Don't you know we got individuals will not enter into God's house because of somebody or something? We need to know about coming to church. It's a personal journey. The writer says, look what he says. He says, I, singular. He said, I was glad when they said unto me. Nobody else. Nobody else, bro, Charles. When they said unto Derry. When they said unto Derry. That's personal.
Yes, it is.
And although it talked about others, it says, let us go into the house of the Lord. I don't care how many people show up.
That's right.
I don't care how many people are in the us crowd. I can't worry about that. I can't worry about that. I'm just glad to be here.
Yes, Lord.
All right.
Amen.
Yeah, you need to understand that this journey of coming to church should be a personal journey.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. The reason I say that is because I often hear people. Y'all know we hear people say that they're not coming to God's house because it's a bunch of hypocrites. I'm not going to church because of somebody or someone else or something that happened to me at the church. My brothers and my sisters, church ought to mean too much to you.
That's right,
tell it. That's right.
All right.
Church means too much to me to let something or somebody stop me from coming into a place that I can get some refuge. Stop me from coming into a place where I can be healed. Stop me from coming to a place where I can be delivered. Stop me from coming to a place where I can be set free. Stop me from coming to a place where the presence of the Lord
is
all over this place. Don't let it nothing stop you from showing up on Sunday morning into the house of the Lord. Look at it from the very start of this psalm. We sense the excitement. We sense the enthusiasm and the exhilaration of the psalmist in this psalm. Unlike some of the other psalms, you got to get down to like verse 10 and verse 15 to get excited. But from the onset, he says, "I was glad." I was glad when they said unto me. Because I had some things that I had to get through this weekend. I had some things that wanted to deter me from coming to the house of the Lord. But I showed up. I was excited. He says,